Golf's oldest championship, the British Open, is underway this morning in Lytham, England. Tiger Woods will be defending the title he won a year ago when it was played at St. Andrews. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Hard to say that Tiger's been in a slump. He just hasn't won tournaments.
Well, and most importantly, he didn't win the U.S. Open when he finished tied for 12th at Southern Hills last month. Tiger doesn't really care at this point how he does at Westchester or in the Western Open. Those are just warm-ups for him for the major championships because Jack Nicklaus is his role model, and that's the way Jack Nicklaus approached the non-major tournaments during the major season. But it will be interesting to see how his first round comes out this morning, because it has been first rounds that have gotten him in trouble when he has not won.
So if Tiger isn't winning tournaments, is someone going to emerge now and be the king of golf?
No, nobody is going to emerge and be the king of golf other than Tiger Woods, but somebody may be the king of the British Open by Sunday afternoon. And as is always the case, it's like trying to buy a lottery ticket if you're not picking Tiger. I mean, that's what makes golf interesting, that there are so many different players who can win. But I'll give you a dark horse to keep an eye on. This will probably guarantee that he misses the cut. John Daly, who won a British Open in 1995, who played very well last week in the Scottish Open. And I think, based on conversations I've had with him this year, he is more emotionally at peace with himself than any time since he won the PGA in 1991 and emerged as a star.
What do you like about the British Open? What makes it different from the others?
Everything is different. The style of play is different. You've got to hit the ball along the ground. Now, the game isn't played in the air. Golf in Scotland and in Great Britain is like baseball is here. Even if you don't play the sport, you've followed the sport. The British fans are different than American fans. They're not there because they have some corporate deal that gets them tickets. You can walk up today at the gates of Lytham and buy a ticket for £15 and walk in. In fact, the first time they played the British Open at Lytham in 1926, Bobby Jones forgot his player badge before the last round, bought a ticket to get onto the grounds, and then won the golf tournament.
Don't they have rougher courses and rougher weather?
Definitely rougher weather. Lynx golf, what they have is wind, rain, high rough, and pot bunkers, and it makes the game completely different than what we see over here on a weekly basis.
What about Lytham in particular?
It's the narrowest of the eight golf courses that they play the British Open on. It's unique in major championship golf in that the first hole is a par three, and the tee is set back in a grove of trees. So when the players are introduced on the first tee, there's nobody there because the spectators can't get near the tee. But it has a great history. Bobby Jones, as I said, won the first time it was played there. Seve Ballesteros won his first major championship there, hitting his famous shot out of the parking lot at the 17th hole to save par in 1979. And Tom Lehman became the first American since Bobby Jones to win there in 1996.
And this is the farewell British Open for Gary Player.
Gary Player, who also won at Lytham. Player's very popular in Great Britain, a three-time British Open champion. And when he walks up 18, either on Friday or Sunday, to play his last round, it will be a very emotional moment, I'm sure.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of The Majors and A Good Walk Spoiled.